is what kind of challenges does Tate present and Galladay as well? Seems like he had a big game.
We know they good receivers. They got great ball awareness, and after the catch, they physical, and they get a lot of yards after the catch.
You guys were mostly able to hold Matthew Stafford in check last season, even if, you know, he had that finger issue. Right. How much can he, at full health, how much can he impact a game?
We know he's a big-time quarterback with a strong arm that can make all the throws. So we just got to be on our P's and Q's and just play team ball, team defense, and just play fast.
Jack Rabbit, over the last couple of years, though, he's lost weight. He's much more mobile, I think, than he was earlier in his career. Do you agree or no?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree with you on that, because as you watch film, you see him starting to get away from defenders a lot, scrambling more and keeping his head downfield on his receivers. So we got to stay plastering and stay on tight coverage.
He's not at the Aaron Rodgers level
yet. No, not with the scrambling, but with the arm-wise, I mean, both of them got a strong arm, so.
The offense is struggling to get going last week. Is the defense kind of taking anything more on themselves to step it up on your end?
We know they're going to get that right on that side, so only thing we focus is on is just playing great defense. We know that, you know, if they don't score, they don't win, so we just got to play great defense and get the offense along when they come along.
Stafford's the highest paid player in the league now. I mean, is that something that you or defenders take notice of?
Nah, I don't care about his contract. Nah.
Does he look like one of those type players to you?
As you look at him over the years, he's been you know, playing as if he's the best quarterback or the highest paid, should be the highest paid quarterback. I mean, that's what they're doing over there. I can only control what we're doing over here.
Could you explain, like, from a defensive perspective, mm-hmm. How the mindset changes if a player of Odell's caliber does not play. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're kind of wondering, and then does it give a defense a sigh of relief?
I think he give him a sigh of relief, but at the end of the day, you know, it's about being healthy when you're on the field. And we just got his back until he out there on the field. And until then, we're just going to continue to play great defense, and hopefully the offense come along with or without Odell, and we're just going to control what we can control.
What do you think of Goodson?
Nice. Shows he got some skills. As you can see, he's not his main target, but he's one of the targets. We just got, like I said, man, we just got to play New York Giants football.